It's Afternoon Gems. In the studio, Rob Wilkins is in the building, man. So, no, name some of the people you have worked with.
So, for me, the biggest and my proudest one was Stevie Wonder. I was with him for 16 years. I was Anita Baker's road manager. The comedian Monique, I was her road manager. I also produced her television show and started and produced her radio show.
Wow.
Michael Bazin.
Right.
I was his executive producer for a while. I actually got him started on that road because he came to, I was in KGLH. Stevie Wonder has a radio station in LA, and that's where I did a lot of producing also. So it's kind of interesting because there's people that I've run into that I've had the opportunity to work with, and for one reason or not, I can't.
Right.
There's this boxer some people might know named Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Who I had the opportunity to work for, but that was a little too intense for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. As a manager?
Yes.
Okay. Man, did you go to school for all this?
No, man. It's really, you know, I'm one of these people who I really think that everything is predestined.
Right.
And that no matter what we do, we're going to get to where we're supposed to be. And the reason I got the job with, the reason I got into radio in the first place was because I went to LA and I was working with this brother named, nobody knows, but he's behind the scenes, his name is Brian LaRota.
Okay.
And Brian was Steve's guy. So as every time you saw Stevie, you saw Brian.
Okay.
So I started hanging out with the two of them. One time Brian couldn't take Stevie somewhere, he said, Stevie, let Rob drive you.
Right.
I drove him. He was talking to his producer at his radio show about something that they were disagreeing on. Got off the call. He was a little upset. I'm like, what's wrong? He said, man, my morning guy isn't doing what I needed him to do.
Right.
I gave him every idea of every morning show I've ever heard. And he said, I want you to be my producer. And I thought he was kidding. And that's how I started in radio. I had never done anything.
Wow.
Radio.
Wow, that's crazy. So, you know, I'm going to ask you, give me your top five R&B stars then. I'm going to do rap. I'm just going to do stars. Dead or alive.
Okay. Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, Patti LaBelle. Believe it or not, Brian McKnight.
Okay. All right.
And I think the fifth, I'd have to say Whitney.
Whitney.
Whitney Houston.
And it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to put that list together because it really is some people you want to put in there and it's hard to do it. But that's a solid list. I've seen maybe three out of four you don't mention in concert. Mm-hmm. And Brian McKnight is from Orlando, too. So that's he's like a homeboy there from the school that we mentored down there.
Okay.
Very often overlooked.
Yes. Absolutely.
Got a lot of solid hits.
But amazing. But then, you know, you can really get into Eric Benet, who's a beast.
Yes.
Jill Scott. And I think those names that I just mentioned are a little different because I personally have had an opportunity to meet them.
Right.
And be around them when they're just in sessions and you really hear that voice. To me, it's somebody that comes to mind. Brandy.
Yeah. Like
we have just there's so much talent. In right. us, anyway. But those, I guess, would be the tops that I can listen to them all the time. And, of course, Anita Baker.
There you go. Thanks for hanging out with us, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. Good to see you. Put a face with a voice I've been talking to for years, man.
Absolutely.
You know, we appreciate the Sherrod Underwood Show. We definitely appreciate her, and we're looking forward. We're looking forward to the Tavis Smiley Show on our network.
You done let it out the bag.
We are ready for it. We are so ready for Tavis Smiley, and who brings so much to the table, man, with professionalism and this amount of guests that he's going to bring in. And Tavis know about Muskegon.
You were just on the phone with him.
Oh, my God.
You were just on the phone with him.
Yeah, he just don't know. He knows about Muskegon. He like. So it's only right. That we have him on either 103.7 or M106. I think we're working that out with the program director for M106. But he will be on our network of stations, and we're happy and thrilled to be able to say that we're part of the Tavis Smiley family.
That's wonderful. Thank you, brother.
All right, family. Going back to more music. You heard it now. Y'all go type that up. Put that out there. Keep it here. It's Afternoon Gems.